This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the Old Trailblazer Broadcast originates, pastor here at where the Voice of Truth originates, goes out across this country every Sunday morning. If you write me, I'll send you a log, or you can look us up on our website, radiomissions.org. If you do that, and you can find our schedule there, much more information about the Old Trailblazer and about the Radio Mission, about our facilities here in Walker, Louisiana, and much information. And then also, if you'd like to be put on our mailing list for our magazine that we put out, just tell me, put my name on your mailing list. We don't sell your name list and all that. We don't do those things, no. But we don't put you on unless you want to be. But if you would, we'd be glad to do that. We send it out on a quarterly basis, and it tells much information, news, and updates about the Radio Mission. But we're bringing you this study now on demon possession, and we're looking at baptism with the demon spirit, and we're getting down close to the end of these, but we got several more studies. Let me pick up where I left off there in our last study. We were looking that Christ, when an individual comes to know the Lord, it's Christ. It's a new life in Christ. It's not no vision or dream or great experience. No. The sinner stands amazed that Christ has become his substitute. We sing a song here. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I don't know all the words to it, but listen. It's Christ who died. The Holy Spirit never died for anyone. My friend, let's get that through our noggin, would you? My daddy used to thump me on the back of the head and say, get that through your noggin, boy. Well, that's what we need to do. The Holy Spirit never died for anyone. He didn't. It's Christ. Christ, the Son of God. Can you just close your eyes and even fathom that God, the creator of all the universe, he who holds this world in obeyance, holds the orbits, the planets in orbit, the stars, the moons, and all of those things. And yet, he condescended to save a sinner like the Old Trailblazer. I often think, in reading there in Genesis, where Adam and Eve sinned against God, you know the Lord could have just started all over again. He could have just started all over again. But he didn't. He saw fit. He condescended to shed his amazing grace. Old Adam and Eve ran down the road and headed off over there in the bushes and began to make them some fig leaves. You know what? That's what we do. When the Lord gets a hold of our heart, we want to start to cover up that old filth, don't we? He said, where art thou, Adam? He said, here am I, Lord. He said, we saw we were naked. Do you know up until that time they were covered by the glory of God? And when the glory left them, they saw themselves naked. And the Lord condescended to show them how that Christ was going to die for sinners. He skinned those animals and took the blood and washed away their sin. Oh, my friend, it's Christ who died. In Christ, it's him alone. There's a quietness and peace because Christ, the Son of God, has been revealed to his heart through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, and he has come to know him as Lord and Savior, and the born-again believer is always calling him Lord. Did you get that? A demon spirit never calls Jesus Lord. It's always, thank you, Jesus, blessed Jesus, sweet Jesus. A born-again believer is easily entreated. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle and easily to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. But James 3:15 speaks of the wisdom of demon spirits as earthly, sensual, devilish. Satan, through his demon spirits, uses Jesus as a front to put over his religious schemes. And underneath his religious program is a worse form of sin and rebellion and sensuality the world has ever known. Now, my friend, in our last study there, before we went off the air, I just stopped a moment and tried to be as compassionate as I can with you and who listen. I made this statement. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you sure you're saved? What is your hope, my friend? Is it a light in the corner of the room? Or is it speaking in tongues? Is it those things? I told you about this friend of mine who was fishing on the creek bank one time, a real good friend of mine. I've been knowing him for years. And he said he was fishing and a Bible come floating down the stream. And he picked it out of the water and it wasn't even wet. And when he opened it up, it was opened up to a scripture. And he based his salvation on that fact, that was an act of God showing him that he was saved. My friend, that was a demon, a spirit from the word go, all the way. So you ask, Fred Blazer, how do you know you're right? How do you know you're right? First, I know what the Bible teaches. I know what it says. Then I know from experience. The Lord, my Lord, has permitted me to taste and to look inside and to see the actual workings of demon spirit. And I want to ask you this question. Do you know the Lord? Have you ever been brought to the place of a lost sinner? Have you ever come to see yourself as God's Word says you are? And to know that you are lost? Can you go back to the time and place in your heart and in your life that you knew, that you saw, that you was a lost sinner? Have you ever been made to lie at the feet of Christ in the dust of repentance as a lost sinner in the sight of God, condemned to die? And have you ever acknowledged that if God sent you to hell, it would be just and overdue? Oh, my friend, have you ever come to hate sin and want Christ above everything else? That's the way of grace. Has Christ ever been revealed to your heart as your substitute? Old trucker, I often stop and ask you, are you saved? What is the basis of your hope? Do you know the Lord? Or you just have an experience? Do you listen to these late night preachers gobbling up and speaking in tongues and all that stuff and think that's salvation? No, my friend, no. Did you get to Christ by speaking in tongue? No. Did you get to Christ or did you just join some church? Listen, did you get to Christ or were you just baptized? Did you get to Christ or to a system of doctrines? Do you know the Lord? The greatest thing that ever happens to an individual is come to know the Lord. Don't throw that over your shoulder, my friend. It's the greatest thing that ever happened. Did you seek to know the Lord or did you seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit? I know we've just touched the hem of the garment along these lines, but my friend, I've given you something to think about. I'm trying to be true to your soul. You may say, well, preacher, you've been describing me today. You bet your boots I am. I'm talking to you and nobody else. May the Holy Spirit so convict you of your lost condition that you can't live, that you can't sleep. You may be there in your old sleeper. You're turning over and over and you can't sleep. Listen to this broadcast. Oh, but my friend, and we want to begin at this time. We don't have much time. But we want to begin to speak now about Satan, the old trickster. We're going to describe some of his manifestation. And we want to bring you Satan, the trickster. Call your attention to some portions of Scripture. If you have your pencil and paper, you can write these verses down. The first one is found in Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know what that word wiles means? Do you know what the word wiles of the devil? Let's read 2 Corinthians 2. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Satan he's a wily old. He's like a eel that we used to catch in the creek when I was a boy fishing. They're just slick and slimy. And you could catch them by the neck and by the head and they'd slip out by the tail. But listen, here we see Satan has devices. Now, in 1 Timothy 3:7, let's look. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall in reproach and snare of the devil. Did you know the devil has a snare fitted for you? We used to catch birds when we was kids. We'd make a trap, and we'd put a snare in there. We'd take corn on the cob, stick it up in there, and we'd have a trigger on it. And when that old red bird, old thrasher, would ride up in there and peck a peck on that corn, that trap would fall down. That's what Satan does. He has a snare. It may be wine, women, and song. It may be demon possession. It may be visions in the night. It may be all kind of thing, my friend. Listen now. Then, look, we find out in 2 Timothy 2:26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. Get that. Dr. Copeland says, get that, at his will. Now, Ephesians 4, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, we're going to go back over these in our next study, but here we have the cunning craftiness of Satan. The same truth is brought out in 2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Let me read that again. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. No, my friend. Satan, if I could get it across, Satan is a great old deceiver, old imitator, old crafter, old snare holder, and he's a god of this world. And my friend, your folks and mine, many are asleep in his lap, asleep in the lap of Satan. My friend, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. You know what I tell folks on this broadcast? Wake up. Wake up. You're going to hell. Wake up. You may be going to hell. Wake up. Ask the Lord to wake you up, that you may come to know yourself as being lost and undone without hope and without God. But my friend, I never like to leave you without this hope. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? You say, Pastor, I'm an old sinner. Christ died for sinners. Oh, my friend, he told that woman taken in adultery, he said, where are thine accusers, woman? She said, Lord, no man accuses me. He said, neither do I. Go in peace. Oh, my friend, she took the blame. She took the blame. Have you ever taken the blame for your sin? My friend, it's a gracious thing to know the Lord. It's not a joining the church. Oh, we have to join the church. John the church, this man, friend of mine, told me from over around Dallas somewhere, he said, Pastor, we have 30,000 members in our church. And I said, yeah, but is anybody getting saved, brother? He said, whoa, we have 100 decisions every Sunday. I said, I don't ask you about decisions. I asked you how many are getting saved. He got quiet. He got quiet. You know what the scripture says? Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You can't wear that verse of scripture out. Old things are passed away. Folks whom you associate with and call themselves Christian, has the old things passed away in their lives, or do they still live like hell, live like the devil, live like they always did? Salvation is dying to the world, my friend, and being alive to Christ. Oh, but listen, the old trailblazers are so burdened for your soul out there. I wish you'd let me know that you're listening. Just tell me that you're listening, and if you would, help me with the broadcast a little bit. I could use some help right now with a couple of new stations we're going on. It takes a while to establish an audience in a new station before folks are helping you with the broadcast. And it costs a lot of money for these broadcasts. And everything seems like going up now. Would you help me with the broadcast? And then tell somebody over the fence. Say, the old trailblazer, he's a kind of a crazy old kook, but he's telling the truth. Turn him in over there and listen to him. You may want to hear him too. But remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And in my website, radiomissions.org. Oh, that's, you can go there and find out much about the old trailblazer and find a picture there of the old trailblazer, old cook. And let me hear from you. If you do that, I appreciate it. And remember, the broadcast as it comes on each day, Monday through Friday. Goodbye and God bless you.